Jan Wayne Swayze presents the Free 99 podcast. Be sure to follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Ohio Radio, Spotify, Twitch, Instagram, and
TikTok. Youngins, we coming after you.
Ah, search FREE99 podcast. Shout out to all the sponsors.
Thank you for giving us your attention.
Brick. Shout out to all the listeners.
Thank you for giving us your attention.
Sound engineer extraordinaire Jan Wayne Swayze. Jan Wayne Swayze in the building.
Proud Subaru driver.
Do you, Subaru?
Do you, soccer mom?
Do you, Subaru? JD Fresh in the building.
Feels good to be back, guys, and with all you Free 99ers out there, yeah.
Hey, Kumo B in the building. Now, in my younger days, I used to sport a sag. When I went to school, I carried lunch in a bag with an apple for my teacher because I knew I'd get a tiss. God, I always got mad when the class was dismissed.
Hey, I am the good homie Gus Customer Service, a.k.a. Mikey's Papa, a.k.a. Gus the Gummy Gator from Ryan's World. On episode
Deep 2. Cut.
Episode 215.
215.
Of the Free 99 podcast. Rommel, could you please introduce, I'm going to say it, my favorite 40.
Ooh.
My favorite 40, motherfuckers.
George Bernard Shaw, a Nobel Prize winner in literature, once said, "Those who can, do. Those who can't, teach." For years, this has been derogatory and divisive amongst teachers who, as we know, already fight an uphill battle.
Mm.
It's unfair to degrade an individual who dedicates their life and time to instill knowledge in students for the betterment of their future.
Okay.
If there is one thing that is apparent, it's that George Bernard Shaw must have never met a Filipino.
Come on, man.
Enter in tonight's guest.
Please do.
For 22 years, he dedicated his life to being a building block to society.
Shut up.
Providing lessons to the youth spanning all ages, most recently to middle schoolers through literature.
Come on, man.
But it was in those last 2 years where he decided to expand his classroom, building his social media presence, sharing knowledge on a subject he knows so well.
Mm.
Something a bit more palatable. Pun intended.
Come on, man.
It wasn't until the beginning of 2023 that Vince took that leap of faith, dedicating all of his time to pursuing his passion in food and culture, built on an unbreakable foundation.
Come on, Romel.
Solidified by the praise expressed by his mother, echoed through those within earshot of her final moments.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Auntie Mary Lou.
Rest in peace.
Thank you.
In life, there are very few things that we seek. Good people, good energy, good times, and good food.
Absolutely.
Something to satisfy our taste buds.
Come on, man.
The Free 99 podcast is honored to have Vince Vasquez, a.k.a. the Taste Bud, in the building.
Episode 215, we got Vince the Taste Bud on the 399
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
My favorite foodie.
That sounds so good, man. It sounded like my obituary.
I know you fish, dog.
I'm just going to be like,
rest in peace.
That would have been an A.
That would have See me after class. So I can hit you in the face, dog.
That was really good. Thank you so much.
So I have to ask a question right off the bat.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true? Do I look like Franco Finn?
You're kind of like the Timu Franco Finn.
Oh, Franco, not so
That's Finn. Fine. Affordable with a bigger outreach. I'll take it.
Bigger outreach, yeah. More affordable?
More affordable.
Yeah.
And always showing
bigger
up in
demo.
Your,
bigger
and always
demo.
Showing up in your Instagram feed.
Jan got the mic. What's up, Jan?
I just wanted to acknowledge our studio audience today. Hey. What's up?
Jason.
Drove all the way from Northern Northern California.
We got the mayor of Folsom in the building.
Hey.
Out here building arcades.
So, like, from what I understand, you were just grading papers one day and you were like, fuck it. That's, what am I doing that's making me happy?
Yeah. Honestly, you know, pandemic changed so many things.
Right. Absolutely.
And so students, parents, teachers, right? Myself were different.
Yeah.
I never had so much time in my entire life to just be at home.
Oh, yeah.
During that time. And it was like freeing. And like other teachers were like, I can't wait to get back into the classroom. And I was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. Fuck those kids. Yeah.
You're like, you can turn the camera off, y'all, while I'm making tortong in the back.
We're going to take a nap, everyone.
Dude, I was just like showing up to classes, right, on the computer. And like all my contemporaries were just complaining the whole time. And I was like, dude, can we keep this forever? I'm just in my pajama pants.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, hell yeah.
And I just, you know, I had so much time and like.
No my pants young, party.
Yeah.
No.
Vinny, my son, had just been born. He was born 2019.
Young Shout Vinny.
Young Vinny. Vince Jr.
Oh.
He's not really a junior.
Not so junior.
Yeah. Vicky didn't want to call him VJ. As his nickname.
Hey yo, video jockey.
Now that's his name now though.
Yeah.
But
thank you for putting that in the universe.
Sorry. I know there's a lot of Vijays out there too.
Hey, but shout out to y'all, Vijays.
There's like a Vijays, mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Vijay.
Kids get smacked in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
For high fives.
But yeah. It was just like one of those things. And so like going back to work that next year, I was kind of like, man, I miss having that time.
Yeah.
Having that time with my kids and just having that flexibility.
Yeah.
Because I was a teacher for 22 years, so I never had flexibility. Like, my vacations were always the times that kids.
Summer.
Yeah, summertime, which is great.
Solid.
Right? Yeah. It's awesome having those 2 months.
Those annoying ass staff development days that you take off randomly. That's annoying as fuck.
We didn't have any of those.
Yeah, guess what? Random Tuesday, we're off.
Yeah.
But you as a teacher, you would have to kind of stack your dough for like that 2 month spread because they pay you for the year and this is what it is for the year. And like people don't understand, a lot of teachers do summer school so they could continue on with the lifestyle,
get a little extra money. I used to teach summer school and then I took summer school off 1 year from teaching.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, I can't go back to teaching summer school because it was just nice having that time.
Yeah I mean that's just a lot of time. And again, like I said in the intro, like there's so many things stacked against teachers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's pay you less. I know you're responsible for the future and everything, but let's just make it harder for you.
Things are very difficult for teachers.
Especially now, though, right?
Especially now.
Yeah.
There's just so much demand. And, like, teachers are quitting at, like, great rates, and there's, like, a demand for teachers right now. And it's
the teachers.
Yeah, it's a difficult time, and I don't really miss it.
Yeah, they're about to pull you out of retirement like Captain America.
Yeah, I know, man. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Who needs my red marker?
Yeah, exactly.
You're the Rock, pretty much. You're the final boss.
Final boss of teachers.
Final boss, man.
Gonna pull them back in a Versace cutoff shirt.
Yeah.
Who wants a pop quiz? Yeah.
The sad part is, like, when I came back after I'd taken some time off because my mom had passed, and I came back and I already knew I was gonna be gone, and my directors, they didn't want me to say anything because they didn't want there to be a huge like
riot,
yeah, hubbub and like questioning, like,
who's sorry, gonna did be the you name? Say hubbub?
Yeah, I said hubbub. Sorry.
Be on vigil.
Yeah. Hubbub.
We don't.
Sorry.
Google that, fucker.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's teacher talk.
Teacher talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes
we don't want any of that hubbub in our classroom.
Yeah. I know. I get used to saying stuff like holy moly and stuff like that, and people give me a hard time.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Jeez Louise in my rotation.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. But when I came back from that break of teaching, I knew in my mind I was already so checked out, and the kids were so happy to see me back. They were so happy.
And you were like,
yeah,
you better make best to this, kids. Yeah. I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, but it was really nice. Like the last day, like some of my friends who were working there, they did a little like kind of going away, and like that was the students' like first time finding out that I was like not going to be back.
Did they cry?
They cried.
You cried. I would have cried.
Did you cry?
No, I would have cried.
Did you cry?
I
cried a little bit.
You're like, and you're like, oh wait,
filled tears.
Wait a minute, I made this decision.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect that, and so leaving, I was like, oh man, this is making it so much harder.
Hold on. You didn't expect kids to cry.
Not in the way that they were crying. They were
like, were they doing the can't talk like that cry?
Yeah.
Ah.
It was a pretty ugly cry.
That's pretty interesting, just because I think if you look clearly at what the energy that you've put out for social media,
mm-hmm.
right, you have that effect on people.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you stop
doing videos right now, there will be grown men crying exactly the same way.
How will I know to put raisins in my menudo or not?
Exactly. How can I make Filipino spaghetti? You know what I'm saying?
How do I fry the spam? Yeah.
There's a bag. Del Monte got it covered. Exactly. Del Monte got you on deck for that, though.
Yeah, he's like, I just got a link in the Philippines to send me all this corned beef. Now I'm screwed. I want to ask you, though. So I did mention, and I saw it on one of your videos about your mom.
Yeah.
Right? And that was that truly one of your driving points to become who you are now? Like, she was I know you had told her prior to her passing that you wanted, you were thinking about giving a teaching. And then after she had passed, you hear that she's was telling all of these nurses, all of these caregivers, how proud they were. And this was just them randomly reaching out to you.
It was so surreal because there were people, just random people were messaging me.
Right.
Right. And I'm getting these messages like, oh, your mom was so proud of you. And I told her before, you know, my wife and I had talked like, you know, could I feasibly like quit my job teaching and just do social media full time.
Right.
And the thing is like social media, like the money's like this, right? Like there's super like highs and there's super lows.
Yeah.
just throw those nuts for the winter real talk, yeah. Right?
That hey, January, I think those first 2 months when I quit, I didn't make any money, like zero money. And I'm like, you know, making all these recipes and stuff like that.
Save all this extra food, but no money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm spending so much money on food. But for, you know, I told my mom, you know, before she'd passed, like we talked about it before when I first started, I was like, hey, I might do this full time. And she just couldn't wrap her mind around it. Right.
Yeah.
Like just the whole idea is like, oh, where are you going to get your insurance from? Or, you know, how, what's going to happen to the kids? And the kids were going to school for free. It was a private school.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, kids were going to school for free. You're in private school.
Yeah.
It's not a private school.
So that's shout the thing out to is knowing like, the ins and outs of school.
Though. Yeah. So for my wife and I, it was like, okay, can I, you know, do this and, you know, kind of get that money that I would be spending on.
Right. Maintain the same school. Lifestyle right. Pretty much. Right.
Yeah.
If not better. Right. But maintain. Yeah.
And it was pretty good. Like, lifestyle. Here's the thing. It's like teacher. The thing too is like, I wasn't making like a ton of money. Right. I was never doing it for the money. Like as a teacher,
fulfillment,
you have to be passionate about it. It's like one of those jobs, right.
Right.
That you just have to like love day in and day out. And I'd lost that. Mm. Right. When it's kind of just going through the motions right after the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
After you got to spend time with your own kids, you were like,
yeah. And my wife and I, we waited a while to have kids. And so, you know, I figured like, oh yeah, I'm a teacher. I've been, you know, teaching for so long.
Yeah.
Kids can be easy.
Yeah.
Being a teacher and being a parent is totally different.
Yeah, can't give me a CV after class if they don't want to latch onto a nipple.
Those kids don't leave.
I know. Exactly.
Our kids are always with us.
You go to your kid, you're like, hey, who's going to pick you up after school, buddy? Yeah. It's like, it's you, Dad.
Yeah. No, seriously, like, you know, we'll send kids to the office or something, but now I'm like, you know, as a parent, there's no office, right?
You're just you are the office.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to note, too, is that there are two huge women figures who made this possible for you.
Yeah.
It's your mom and your wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do this without Vicky.
Yeah.
So my wife actually handles all of like the back end stuff. Like
shout out to our spouse, our significant others that support our creative side.
Yeah.
Real talk. Shout out to Mish. Love you, Mish.
Yeah.
Love you, Therese.
And the hard part, you know, with this job is that I do a lot of stuff, you know, outside that is just,
questionable.
Questionable. I just came back from Vietnam, right?
And that's dope. Shout out to Franco. It was
so fun. Thank you so much, Franco Finn.
That's dope.
Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, we had so much time.
Doppelganger. Ramel Doppelganger.
I am a cheaper version.
I think Franco's hair is curled naturally. Ramel, yeah. I'm still questioning.
Hey, you know what? I ship faster.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it's like on trips like that, right? I want to have fun, but I can't have like too much. Like to me, it's work. Right. So the whole time I'm like, you know, and that's the thing is like when it comes to content creating, it's a 24/7 job. I'm like always thinking about like what I should be doing. Mm. I'm on my phone 24/7. Mm-hmm. Right. I have like my eyes are like I have like this eye infection because I'm like on my phone all the time.
You have to wear glasses now, sir. Yeah,
I should be wearing glasses
shout
right
out
now.
To you.
So wait, so I'm
shout sorry. Out to the.
So you came back from Vietnam with an eye infection. And you're telling Vicky that you got it from your phone. Sounds great, buddy.
I was staring at the.
Well
at the
done, sky. My guy.
I was staring at this guy during the eclipse.
Yeah.
I was making a reel.
We're all out there.
Something jumped through the screen.
I was just working so hard. You know what I mean?
Shadowbox. Shadowbox.
Extremely erect.
I was just staring directly at the sky.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like trips like that. I'm like, you know, I just got to be, you know, working, right?
It's
a lot. It's a different kind of stress too.
Yeah,
I mean, it is absolutely a different kind of stress because you're your own boss.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're a perfectionist.
I don't know about that.
Shout out to not being a perfectionist.
There's times when I, you know, like,
you know what? Fuck it. It's gonna run.
We're gonna go. I try to do like recipe testing.
yeah.
Right, where I try to make like a dish like a couple times, and like, you know, I'm writing down like, oh, okay, this worked, this worked. I need to add some more fish sauce or something. And then there's times where I'm just like, nah, that's good.
Yeah,
good enough. GED.
And it goes out there.
GED. I have to ask, what was the video that you made
that really caught your attention, that people were paying attention to you at a certain point where you're like, oh, okay, they're in my comments now and they're liking, and you see where it's being, you see it's being sent and you see it's being reposted and you're like, this is something now.
Yeah.
This is, I could do this now. Like, this is where my trust and leap of faith comes from. Sorry. Yeah, let me hear. So
here's the thing: is like, you know, when I went into this, right, I didn't think I was going to be like, you know, making a lot of Filipino dishes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Filipino, but I didn't think I was going to be like an ambassador.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Filipino foods, like, you know, shout out, you know, Tourism Philippines, but like,
give it free. Barong.
Send that check. That check. We'll talk about
some. Exactly. But
in American money, by the way, no pesos.
I made this video for TikTok. I made longanisa and garlic fried rice. And,
yeah, you did.
You know, I just, you know, it's always been funny to me how longanisa, Filipino sweet sausage, it's always been funny to me how it's called longanisa.
Mm. Yeah.
But those guys aren't long.
Mm-mm.
But these chubby little guys are packed full of flavor. That's what I said in the video.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
You hear that? Hello. It's not about the size. Hey. It's about the content.
You know
okay?
what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll burp this all day, baby. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Because the content flavor. The content will have you feeling it all day.
Oh. Yeah. You're welcome.
That taste stays in your mouth. So that should be my new motto.
Yeah.
Hello.
Taste buds.
Hey.
It stays in your mouth.
I buy that t-shirt. I'm buying that t-shirt today.
I make this video on TikTok, right? And it's longanisa. I say that line. And then, you know, it goes out there. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting all of these people who are like duetting it.
Mm.
Right? Like they there's that little line where I'm like, these sausages might not be long, but they're packed full of flavor. And it's just like random guys who are like, those sausages look perfectly fine to me.
That's like random guys.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
It's hella dude, and like dudes from like the Middle East, dudes from like Africa. They're like,
those are perfectly sized sausages, yeah, sir.
Those sausages look really good. They look above average.
Do you hear that? Don't let the stigma of Asian sausages fool you.
Exactly.
We have approval from the Middle East,
yeah,
from Africa, everywhere.
Dude, all y'all.
Asian sausages are full of flavor.
Come on, man.
Straight up, dude.
Chinese sausage. Oh, my God.
Dude, lamb, what's it called?
Lap chong.
Lap chong.
Lap chong.
Come Korean on, man. Sausage.
You would know, you dirty animal.
Hello. Yeah.
I like lap chong.
Yeah. It's so good. You can just keep it in your, like, pantry for, like, months.
That was funny for me. I don't know why that was so funny.
Don't worry about the date. Don't worry about the date,
right?
That's just a recommendation.
It is. Right? Expiration dates are simply just recommendations.
Hey, y'all, if you need to pass this, it's on you.
Yeah.
That's one of those.
It's just a legal thing. Yeah. It's a legal thing.
After this.
If you get sick after this, then
it's
not our fault.
I'm curious on the, because I don't really mess with TikTok. Right. Yeah. I have one. I guess I'm not too in it. It's like that.
Weird,
like,
dude.
Why, like, what is the difference you see between TikTok and Instagram?
TikTok is so instantaneous, right?
Meaning,
in comparison. I think, you know, Instagram really kind of copied the whole TikTok kind of format.
The Reels format?
When you think about it, it's just like in the last couple of years, like, we didn't have Reels before.
No.
True.
No stories.
And I remember when I first scrolling through TikTok, I was like, I don't want to watch random people. And then next thing you know, I'm just like scrolling through this, like, you know.
I find myself watching random people. Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the thing is, like, the news is just so instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the reason why... You know, you've got this whole ban on TikTok now.
Yeah, and that looks like it's actually coming to fruition, which is weird, dude.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Because nobody ever in my life was like, hey, we should take away Friendster. People were like, we should go to Friendster.
Asian Avenue, you're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Asia.
Tom, we're putting a stop to this.
Yes. Exactly. Tom. The Facebook, you're back.
Why is Tom everyone's friend? Fuck Tom. No.
I know. No, it's crazy. It's just, and I think that's the thing with TikTok is that especially for young people, it resonates because it's just so quick and it's so fast. You can just, you know, get out there. And
I noticed, like, with YouTube, for example, you just recently started posting kind of like a long format of episodes.
Yeah.
You have two up right now.
Yeah.
But your shorts are killing it. You've had shorts all the way back from like 2013 with Hurley.
The fact you have the name, The Taste Bud, is kind of like very impressive to me.
Funny. Yeah, the fact that no one ever thought about
it was meant to be, Filipinos, right?
Dog. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
It's one of those things like I you know, when Instagram first started, I was like, oh, let me just get another page to post just like food pics.
Right.
Right. And I was like, let me think of a name. And I was like, I want something kind of like friendly and that signifies food.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, the taste bud.
Was Juicy Longanisa taken or anything?
I want
punch power.
One of my first names I wanted was like Yummy Buddy, like Yum Yum Bud Bud. But then the wife ixnayed that because it just didn't sound
good. Hey, shout out to Vicky. amazing foresight. Yum yum.
Yum yum bud bud.
Yum yum bud bud would have probably got you in a lot of heat for no reason at all.
Someone's trying to buy like a sex doll.
Yeah, exactly. Yum yum. You know, all these people are like, hey, yum yum bud bud, do you want to meet me at a park? I'm 15 years old. Like, no, what?
Whoa.
I'm just trying to post my Ponset.
No, it was just like one of those, just kind of like, you know, wacky name. Like, you got like Yahoo, Google. I was like, this could be the thing. Yum yum bud bud.
Ramel loves bringing up Jeeves.
Jeeves, it's so funny. Somebody's basically like, hey, search engines, what if we named it after a butler?
Boom. Yeah. It's G's with a J or G. It doesn't matter.
Same functionality as every other search engine. And they're like, I think this is the one.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is like, no, we got to name it Bing. Where y'all at now?
Wasn't it Ask for a second? A split second.
Oh, it was Ask.
I think it was Ask.
Ask.
Yeah.
Google already killed it with Google.
I know, Google, it. Like, it's done.
Like, Google it. Yeah. Don't ask it, you Google it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Damn.
Posting reels and all of that stuff in social media, I hate it.
He creates our reels. And Ramel, shout out to Ramel for creating our reels.
Real.
Send a timestamp, Justin.
Send a timestamp.
Send a fucking timestamp.
I hate it for two reasons.
Okay.
It's hard enough. Number one,
I would be nowhere with reels.
Yeah, thank you, reels.
On the reel to reel, my homie. Shout out to
Danielle Reel. I just added you. Anyways, thank you, JD. So, my thing about that is that it's one thing to try to get our name out, right? Yeah. But it's another thing to fight a fictitious machine.
You cracked the algorithm,
right? Because it's like you have to post between 9 a.m. and 12, and if not, then 4 a.m. and 6. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
You cracked the algorithm.
You're just at the mercy of this almighty algorithm.
Yeah.
All times.
Yeah. You cracked it, dog.
Yeah.
Independently too, right? Like, you did it on your own, and I think that's what's so amazing, because you just ended up on my story, and I was like, who's this dude? And I was like, I fuck with Menudo. Let me see what he's talking about. Like, his lip.
That's what that was your thought.
I was like, liver and raisins. All right, okay. He's legit. It's not just a post to post. And then I seen you, and I was like, oh, he's Filipino. Okay, you got the pass. I'm an ad, dude. But
thank you, sir.
No,
there's a lot of competition out there, and like, you know, being a middle aged man,
there really isn't though.
Yeah,
there really isn't though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Show me another taste bud.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm telling you right now, like, I don't think that you would have had that same reaction with Yum Yum Bud Bud.
That Justin Bieber song would have been a great intro.
Yeah.
I hear this one.
Yeah,
Yum Yum Bud Bud.
It's like Yum Bud Bud.
I'm changing my name, Nick. You gotta check it.
Yes. So how did you find the code? Because I would buy that information.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I think, you know, starting with TikTok, right, and Instagram, like, what's amazing is that you didn't have that bit. Like, you would have actually had to sit down and, like, you know, go on your laptop and, like, edit the videos, right, do all the music and all that stuff. And so they made it kind of simple, right? And once I figured that out, right, like, just how to edit the videos and put them together, like, in the beginning, it was just, like, let me just make something really fast.
Yeah.
So people don't even realize they're like watching something. Let me just say a couple of like silly things and just get people's attention right away.
Yeah.
And then, it became this thing where, you know, I've got this format where, you know, show the food, show my face, and then go through the process and say some kind of silly things.
And so you don't use like a tertiary app.
Spell that motherfucker, man.
I'm sorry, you don't use a third party app.
I do.
You do.
I'm using CapCut.
I am using CapCut too. And so, okay, so I've heard before.
Is CapCut, that sponsor us. That sponsor we all need us. CapCut. Holler at us. CapCut.
Give me that free sponsor, premium version. $3.99,
the taste bud.
So,
AKA.
Yum Yum Bud Bud.
Yes.
AKA laptop in your pantry. I've heard before that people think that if you use the functionality of the app, like Instagram or TikTok, that you will get more views.
There's so many things that, like, I hear that too.
But it's all hearsay, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of like these internet kind of myths.
Yeah, right? Like Bruno Mars is Filipino.
That is true.
See?
I'm going to stand by that. And I'm going to stand by Prince is Filipino. I'm going to stand by that.
He has a lot of characteristics.
I mean, yeah, like assless pants. Oh, Filipinos.
I got a couple of cousins that look like Prince, so I'm all the way to the fit, man. I'm with it, though. That's,
He had a lot of charisma.
He had a lot of riz. He had a lot of riz.
Riz.
Ma. Yeah.
Yeah. Hear it from Yum Yum Bud Bud.
Yeah.
Talking about his riz. Riz. So you don't, do you believe in any of that, or do you just keep doing your thing?
So for myself, like, I think, you know, one of the things that people, when they ask me, like, other creators,
yeah,
I'm like, one, you got to find, like, a niche, right? You got to find something that's, like, that you're going to be able to, like, mm-hmm. completely do. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then you just got to do that continuously over and over, right? And then you, like, for me, just having some good voiceover,
yeah.
right? For some people, it's, like, connecting with the camera, right? Like, some people are really good at just speaking to the camera, talking, engaging.
As soon as you said that,
I started smiling at the camera weird. I'm like, what's going on over here?
I was like, camera work?
But yeah.
Sorry, dude.
No, but like.
We're the ADHD kids in your class.
Yeah, I'm so like immune to noise too.
Yeah, exactly. He's just completely tuning us out, dude.
Shut up back yeah. there.
Like the kids at home will be just like going like bonkers, and Vicky will be like, guys, can you quiet down? I'm like, what's the matter?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, would you do that? Look at my hand. Would you do that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet.
And they're like,
yeah. Are you clapping at the clap back?
Yeah. What did I say? Oh, I used to do this thing like waterfall or something. Like,
yeah.
Waterfall.
Don't go chasing him.
So he's like, so don't make this
dinner. I will say, being a teacher was rough, guys. Like, you know, you're just trying to captivate the audience the entire time. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, being at a gentleman's club, right? It's like
demanding the a stage.
I would not demand, sir. I would not know.
Yeah. Oh wait, you're talking from a stripper's perspective.
Yo, this guy, I like this.
Yum yum, bud bud.
Yum yum, bud.
You just gotta like cater yourself to the audience. You know what I mean? So,
and I think the whole thing with teaching is kind of what excelled you so quick, because I've watched your videos and you are teaching.
Yeah, like when I found out you were a teacher, and I was like, oh, that's why. Because you could talk, you could enunciate. I don't enunciate for shit. That's why it's hard for him to do reels.
Yeah, catches.
I'm like Bushmouth, or what's that dude from Fat Albert?
the guy from King of the Hill was like, hey,
I will say you guys have a pretty good vocabulary.
Okay.
Most of these stupid.
Yeah. Shout out to Catholic school in San Francisco.
Robust vocabulary.
Robust.
That's how I like my rotund pizza sauce. That's
robust.
Robusto. Boom.
Yeah, man.
That's the stage name, Robusto.
Robusto.
Has there ever been a dish that didn't make the cut?
Ooh. So I made laing. Right, I made laing last year, like in 20. No, like
that's 2022. On YouTube, though, isn't it?
It finally made the cut, but yeah. I made it right, and I showed it to Vicky, showed it to my wife, and she's like,
"Shout out to Vicky,
shout out to Vicky."
Yeah, but here's the thing: Vicky was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "This is laing," and she's like, "You're gonna post that?" And I was like, "Dude, yeah, this is
our cream spinach,
exactly. It's spinach dip, yeah. Yes. It's taro spinach dip, pretty much, right?" Hmm. And she was like, "That looks like dog food." Hmm. And now she's gonna get canceled by all Filipinos. But she was like, "It looks like dog food," and I was like, "It's like one of my favorite dishes, like in my like top three Filipino dishes: sinigang adobo, laing."
Ooh, let's do it, there,
dude.
Let's go.
When she said, "It looks like dog food," did you hit her with a, "Girl, you know you lie. Why you always lie?" And you didn't hear her with that?
No,
that
would have been. I should have.
Your dad jokes be like a quick uppercut.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those things, like, yeah. You okay? Like, bah! And it's like, yeah,
not today.
Yeah, no, she ixnayed, like, she vetoed it. And I was like, and then even for myself, I was like, and then it started like, oh man, that doesn't look good. Okay, I'm not going to post it. And then I posted it, like, I think earlier this year, and it's like got a million views.
And you're like, hey, Vicky, remember when you said.
Yeah, exactly. A million views.
Like, yeah. Just make laughing for dinner for like 1 week straight. Can you pass the laughing, Vicky? Thank you.
Would
you
like, frozen in the freezer?
So would you like to see how this is made? Maybe you can check out the million view video, yeah. Vicky.
Sure, I would like some more. Yeah,
exactly.
Some more laughing, please. Yeah. It does look terrible.
It does look terrible. It's not, you know.
It's fine, though.
It's not the most aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. So the most non-aesthetically pleasing things are delicious. Yeah.
Ugly delicious is a thing.
Yeah, it is.
For Asian food.
Especially Filipino food, man.
Yeah. Are you American born?
I'm American born.
Shout out to ketchup on your rice.
Yeah.
Tomato ketchup on your rice. Sorry, like again, with like eggs. That's like a Filipino American.
I used to do that all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
All the time.
The taste bud has spoken.
Yeah. He has spoken. And we like to. Jan, grab Jan the mic.
My friend or Jofran?
Damn, look at those. Dude, did you see his eyes? He lowered his brow.
I do like Jofran, but like the thing with Jofran is like you gotta like.
Hey, yo, there really it is. Yum,
and yum, here butt is, butt. Here's our reelable moment.
Callback.
Thank you, taste bud, for our reelable moment.
We do.
You gotta really add. If you
had two bottles, how would that look like?
Yeah, that's gonna be a duet, and there's gonna be people from the Middle East like, I don't see a problem like that. With that.
It's like you're.
Like, but there, why is there no Jofran squeeze bottle? Right? Like, there should be a Jofran squeeze bottle, but instead, it's just like.
Copyright the Taste Bud $3.99 podcast. It should be. Copy is copyrighting the squeeze bottle. Jew friends, so squeeze bottle, take our shit. We know it's y'all.
Yeah,
we know what date it is.
We do this with some of the guests. I do have to ask this real quick.
Please do.
The Mount Rushmore of Filipino food for you.
Oh,
Talking about items itself.
Ooh, let's come up with the rules. Let's do the rules, guys.
Okay, look, it has to be items. Item like has to be particular things, not restaurants, but has to be items that he likes.
Yes,
and it doesn't matter who made it. It
correct.
Could be home cooking. It could be from the spot. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vicky can say it looks like dog food.
Show. What's up, dog?
Well, I'm so happy. Like, okay, so number one is sinigang. Sinigang. Like, do I need to like specify what type of sinigang?
Yeah, I would like to know. Yeah, would it be pork? Would it be fish?
Oh man. Okay. Well, that makes it really difficult.
Okay. No, it doesn't. You're so many. I'm just more curious.
I'm gonna go pork rib sinigang.
That's a classic. Dude, that's a classic.
So good.
I have to ask. Packet? No packet.
Pork. I go packets, man.
Packet gang, man. It's like ramen. We same shit. We out here.
Yeah, but be packing.
I've been waiting to like make it with like the actual like tamarind paste and stuff like that.
That seems like really hard for no reason.
Yes. Pause. It's supposed to be healthier.
Or
because healthy.
There's a reason why it's hard. Come on.
Yum, but didn't.
So sinigang, sinigang, pork rib, sinigang.
Pork rib, sinigang. And your vegetables in that.
Oh, dude, there's got to be. Ooh. Oh, gosh. Let's go kangkong. Like
remind me what that is.
You look so sure of yourself.
There's a lot of names for kangkong.
Kangkong, there's it's called anchoy. River spinach is what it's known here in the United States.
Nice.
Yeah. River spinach.
What about it's like super crunchy.
What root vegetable?
That we're probably gonna have some daikon. Right, there's gonna be some taro.
Daikon,
right?
Daikon, young Jesus. Daikon and young Jesus. Yeah.
The
and
taro.
I want to see us together.
No bok choy or bok choy.
Bok choy is okay. Eggplant usually though.
Nice.
Yeah, some
nice,
tomato.
Nice. Not slimy nice. Dog.
I like it. I like it. Okra.
Yeah, okra could work. I don't always put okra in mine though.
That's fine. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. It's like it's a hairy baby finger.
It's a big, yeah. Oh, and it's got to be like the long Filipino
beans.
Yeah, the beans and the pepper.
What is it called? Those are called beans and a pepper.
Ceiling mahaba. Ceiling mahaba or something like that. It's like the long.
Ceiling mahaba.
Hakuna Matata.
I'll take it. I don't know. I couldn't. For some reason, I couldn't repeat what you said.
Ceiling mahaba. No worries.
Literally means long chili.
Long chili.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And are these? Is this in any particular order?
Sinigang is number one.
He didn't even back down. I was like, basically, I was like, hey, you don't have to name it in any particular. This is my favorite child.
That's a lot of people's top.
Yeah, it's my favorite, man.
Really?
It's just so sour. It's so comforting.
It's the most diverse with the proteins, too. You can do sinigang with anything.
And it's so unique.
Ooh, Jan.
Jan, sinigang, anything.
Lower that brow.
Didn't that make the world's number one soup at one point?
I think it did.
Yeah,
actually, I think it did. Yeah.
I want to give it a soup award. Soup, there it is. Ooh, sinigang.
I like
soup. Soup, there it is.
And I like that we have the taste bud, too. Soup it up.
Soup it up.
Soup it up.
Number two.
Number two is adobo.
Oh, no. Like, protein. You didn't even blink, dog. You just like, two adobo.
Yeah, number two is adobo. Just because adobo is just so, I mean, dude, I'd make adobo, like, anytime I just have, like, leftover food, like, have leftover meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make adobo, right? Like, I just had chicken wings the other day. I was like, let me make chicken wing adobo.
What? Okay, so what kind of, like, what's the most weirdest protein that you made adobo with?
Weirdest thing? I usually go chicken, pork. What's the weirdest thing?
At the same time,
though. I made it with kangkong. I made it with vegetables.
There's a mushroom one. Was that spot Lhasa in Chicago? It was on the bear.
They do a mushroom.
Yeah, same thing.
Want to go there.
Sorry, my fault.
Kasama.
I want to get that sandwich.
Have you ever had like the
pusit?
What's that?
Is it pusit
adobo? Oh, I love pusit. Pusit adobo. That's like one of my favorites. That. My aunt. Oh my God.
Really?
I love it.
I can't do it.
You get the squid ink, it like gets all like mixed in.
You're a dirty eater.
dude. Eat that with your hands. Have a good time with that one.
Oh, man. It's so fun, dude. And you just put like the little squid like pieces like on your fingers and you just squeeze the sorry. You just
squeeze. Can I come over for dinner one time?
You squeeze like all the insides of the squid out. It's so good.
I like you, Doug. Yeah, I like you a lot, bro.
I need to make sure I've never made squid adobo. I should make that for the
next time.
Instagram. Yeah.
Number three,
that's lying.
And you ain't lying.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
1 million views on YouTube.
You hear that, Vicky?
1 million.
Lying is just one of those things. It's just, again, so comforting. It's the coconut milk. There's a little bit of spice.
I do like some lying, though.
Pork belly. Yeah,
it has to be done right, though.
It does have to be done right.
Like, with this Mount Rushmore, I'm thinking, like, all these dishes are, we're having it all at once. There's got to be some vegetables, and there's not. You know, you don't always like vegetable forward with Filipino food.
Potatoes in my adobo, call me.
I did not know that was a thing, by the way. Dude. I didn't know that was a thing. People put potatoes in
I do it all the time. Yeah, it soaks up all that flavor.
Hard-boiled egg in an adobo. Yeah. That
I'm learning
little jalapeno sometimes.
Teaching. Yeah, this is a teachable moment.
People eat it with bananas. And Ramon, you talked about that, right?
My brother, shout out to Kuya. Kuya RB, I love you. He used to eat corned beef with rice and bananas.
Yeah.
At the same time?
That's called mommy.
I remember my grandpa, he would just eat rice and banana.
Gramps, dog.
Yeah. My grandfather would eat stale bread with coffee. You just dip that bitch in the coffee and just. I was like, that's like a donut, but it's gross.
It's like those things.
I never met my grandma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyways, number four.
Number four is going to be tortang talong.
With meat or no meat? With meat or no meat?
Real quick, not the best to say, the best dish to have.
I love tortang talong.
With meat though or no meat?
I'm putting meat in it.
Yes, absolutely.
You hear that?
My mom
taste bud is putting meat.
Yeah, I'm putting meat in it.
With some banana
ketchup.
Great tortang talong.
Just
great.
Some banana.
I love you, mom.
Banana ketchup.
Justin, the
eggplant. Get that sauce in the egg.
Raisins or no raisins in your torta?
In my torta?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I don't usually put raisins
in. I don't do raisins, but some people love raisins.
I'll put it in my like picadillo. I'll put it in menudo.
Picadillo. Yeah.
Not in the torta.
Some people put it in their torta, but I don't mess with it.
It's just one of those dishes again where you've got, you know, it's a Filipino person who was like, what should we put with this eggplant? Let's put egg.
Right? Yeah. Like that makes incredible sense.
Bringing it together again. Egg and plant. You know, it works.
I'm uniting the two.
And again, like it's the vegetable goes great with rice. And it's just, again, it's just like one of those childhood memories. My grandma like would be roasting those things on the stove. I remember she would like, not even like in a pan.
Yeah, just the grill. Just
on the coiled up like irons or whatever.
Yeah, not even an electric grill.
Dude, I remember yelling at my grandma doing that. I was like, no, you're not supposed to cook like that.
What kind of ketchup would that though?
Ooh.
I'm going banana ketchup.
If you don't have banana ketchup, I like to put regular ketchup and sriracha.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I loved Gus Tabasco.
Out here.
Say it again?
Out here.
Yeah. I like Tabasco a lot.
Tabasco is your hot sauce?
When I was a kid, I loved Tabasco.
Really?
I loved Tabasco.
All right. So any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions? I mean, gosh. Dinuguan. Pancit Palabok.
Do you do it with the guts, though?
I can't get too crazy.
What about the ear? People do like pig ear and dinuguan.
Oh, shoot. I can't forget. Sisig. Sorry.
Oh, sisig. Crispy dinuguan.
Face off.
But here's the thing. Sisig, I didn't grow up with sisig. Like, my mom never, like, said, oh, we're having sisig for dinner. Like, sisig was one of those things I didn't have until, like, I was, like, 16.
It was, like, a newer thing.
Because it's like a paluta.
No? It didn't come here till like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah. And then when I had it, I was like, okay.
Oh, this is a thing now. There's a house of CC.
House of CC.
Yeah. Shout out to my house of CC.
There's a senor of CC.
What about?
Hey, shout out to the senor of CC.
I just saw Gil's name here.
What about? I have a question. What about chicharron baluglog?
I love chicharron baluglog, but it's like one of those dishes that
it doesn't love you.
Yeah, dude. Like you get gout.
Does it take
Facebook? Get gout.
Facebook gets gout. Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you gout cherry. About it?
Do not invoke the G.
Get a little cherry juice.
Tart cherry juice.
Yeah. So you got to be like in my line of business where I'm like eating all the time. Like, that's why very vegetable forward.
Kombucha's a friend. Kombucha's a friend.
Yeah. Tart cherry juice.
What about you, Gus? You got a Mount Rushmore?
There's this thing that my dad makes, which is like, upo ground beef and quail eggs. And it's like a picadillo, but it's almost like the ground beef is kind of wet.
Yeah.
So it's just quail egg, ground beef, and obo. My dad or my mom makes it, but you gotta take the seeds out. If you don't take out the seeds, yeah, the obo is gross, yeah, dog. It's
too much. Really?
Don't invite me to your house. Yeah, because you can't eat that.
Oh.
You just gotta scoop it out.
So you can't eat that.
Now that's what the problem
is. My grandmother's menudo. And that's why that resonates so much with your... When I seen you make that, I thought of my grandmother, and I was like, that's what you're doing. You're connecting the timelines of,
yeah,
of Filipino Americans to you. Filipinos.
Yeah.
And I seen that, and I was like, I thought of my grandmother's. And my aunt, my mom's oldest alive sister, well, the only alive sister, is she makes it just like my grandmother. So we asked for it, but it's labor intensive.
Yeah.
Menudo for a holiday party is labor intensive because it's all the beef, all the pork, all the liver, all the, yeah, vegetables, and it's great with the next day with a fried egg.
Yes. Filipino food is like a lot of times better the next day.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Especially when it freezes, it like gets cold and it's, yeah, gelatinous. Yeah. And
the flavors just mold it. It get better with age, right? It's one of those things like barbecue. Like if you marinate a barbecue like for more than 2 days, you know it's gonna.
Yeah. Shout out to Kinders.
Shout out to Kinders, man. I love you, Justin. Shout out to
Kinders. What are the other two?
Say it again?
Yeah, two more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crispy pata for the culture, because
for the culture.
I had a birthday and it was me, my best friend Andy, who's white, and my wife and my mom, and we ordered 3 crispy patas and a panug bit, just because we don't want the Filipinos who we ordered it from to judge us. Yeah. So we ordered one panug bit. And no one ate that shit. Let me get that crispy pata because I want skin and rice.
Panug bit, though, man, that's an honorable mention for sure.
Is it? Yeah,
I love that.
I have to grow into
it's
that.
It's like all the weird.
Yes.
They're just like, okay, what are we gonna put in this thing? Let's put the really hard pumpkin.
Yeah.
Give the me some green that, one. Give me some of that okra.
Give me everything at the back of the fridge.
Yeah. Yes.
What is this missing? Eggplant.
Right, like, expiration date special.
No, it's like eggplant. That's too good. That's too good. Yeah.
And let's put some pork.
Last one, sir.
Last one, and I'm gonna do it for. It's gonna be my mom's beefsteak. It's really good. It has to be my mom's beefsteak.
Are there potatoes in that, sir?
Absolutely. And when she's lazy, they're all right up. I ain't tripping.
Bring them taters, dog.
Yeah. 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 So, that's mine. Ramel, what you got?
No specific order. Kare kare.
Boom.
Oh, shoot.
Easy.
Honorable mention.
That's a good one.
For me, yeah.
What is it?
Oxtail, though, right?
Yes.
Oxtail. Oxtail.
Crispy binaka ungan.
Ooh.
You fancy.
I can get down also with another Bicol Express.
Oh, that's a good one. That's, yeah, almost like lime.
It is.
That's just, that's
just that, less that, vegetables.
That's in his
that's like Lao Ying, like, you know, when he goes Super Saiyan.
That's his he DoorDashes, yeah, this food, so it's not like he makes it, okay?
Okay.
Damn, man, we exposed it.
DoorDash Lao Ying is
and
crazy.
The fourth and final spot.
Final.
Coco Cha Cha.
Coco Cha Cha.
You don't know what the fuck that is, right?
What is that?
Exactly.
Coco Cha Cha.
Be making up desserts.
Coco Cha Cha is available at Ong Pin in South City. They told me what it is. It's their own form of this Filipino drink.
Okay.
But it's basically like it's a dessert. It has vanilla ice cream and the characteristics of a hala hala.
What time does Ong Pin close?
Well, we can wrap this up and you go get it, bro.
We'll get to it. So that's it.
That's four.
That's four. Oh, video coming soon, right, Ramon?
Oh, should we do a little collab of Taste Bud and Free99 getting some Coco Cha Cha?
That'd be amazing.
Get it, dude.
I'd love to. If you don't mind teaching the class that day, you feel like you have to rally us in.
Dude, I don't even know what Coco Cha Cha is.
If I could make one request, is that Yum Yum Bud Bud shows up.
For the OnlyFans.
For a family that's so your wife is Vietnamese, correct?
Yes.
So is it for you, is it three crabs or is it a Rufino? But this is fish sauce.
I'm gonna go off. So
wow,
I like off brand.
You took a home right there.
Here's the thing, I use Red Boat fish sauce.
Say it again.
Red Boat fish sauce. It's American. But here's the thing, they get all their stuff from Phu Quoc Island. It's the spot in Vietnam that smells like fish sauce. Like, it just smells like that.
America.
Yeah.
If I wanted fish sauce, I'd get it from a place that smelled like it.
But if you look at the ingredients, so they get it and they get it shipped over here to like Hayward or something.
Oh.
And it's
shout
like,
out to the stack.
The ingredients are just anchovy, salt. That's it. But like, if you look at like
Red Bull,
three Red crabs,
Red Bull, you need a sponsor. Yeah. Red Boat.
Red Boat. Red Boat fish sauce is the best. Like, you can just take shots of it. It's so good.
I dare you. Okay.
Now
that is talking. A reel we're doing
it's
with him.
It's not gonna be your blood pressure to take. I'm just saying.
Take your meds that day.
So it's a little expensive, but it's so worth it. It's so good. And I know there's a couple of other fish sauces that are super pure like that, but that's like the one I always go to. Like, just
get I like that. You're a man of choices and the right choices.
Yeah, thank you.
Man. Good so stuff. Sometimes on the Free 99 podcast, we like to do games. And this is something that Ramel implemented. The game, the premise of this game, hold on, I already forgot. It is, Ramel.
Questions about food. Okay. Wrestling.
And the name
of you smell what The Rock is cooking.
The name of the game is You Smell What The Rock Is Cooking. We came up with a couple questions. And are we doing Jeopardy style for Mel?
It makes it fun.
Sure.
Oh my god.
So sorry, is funner a word?
Yeah, no, it's not. More fun.
Most funnest.
The funnest? The funnest thing? The most fun?
Most fun. Okay.
All those coins just fell out.
All those coins.
That's like gooder. Goodest.
We're going to start with JD Fresh. How many questions do you have?
Do I have to answer the third question?
You have three?
Two.
If you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually worded it that way. So
okay.
I'll start easy because you guys are all fathers.
Are we all going against each other?
This nope. is No, it's all you. It's all you. Know, these guys might all. We all don't know what each other's questions are. So
okay. I'm ready.
All right. We're all local. So along with Steph Curry, John Cena was once endorsed by this juice product.
Oh my god. Steph Curry juice product?
Steroids?
Hold on.
That's a good question.
Oh, this is hard.
I don't know this one.
What juice was Steph Curry and John Cena?
I didn't know
was
this
it a
one.
Vape? Was it a
it's
vape
easy.
Juice? It's easy.
It's easy, but I didn't know.
I mean, I'm just thinking juice. Like, the first juice I'm thinking is Sunny D, but I don't know.
What is Capri Sun?
Oh, really?
I didn't know they were actually on the pouches.
Steph Curry
and you didn't see.
I didn't see that. We all didn't see that.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Does it matter what hand I do?
Oh, man. I'm not off to an auspicious start here.
Okay. Ramel.
Here we go.
All right.
This WWE legend
okay.
was known for eating turnbuckles.
Is this George the Animal Steel?
Yeah. What color was Correct. His tongue?
What color is his tongue? He had a colored tongue?
Yes, he did.
Shit, I didn't know anything. Was it purple?
It's sort of his stuffed animal
thing. Justin, do you know what color
it's green? It's green.
Verde, yeah, green.
Oh, it's green. Green.
Yeah.
Like my tamale. Yeah.
I had no clue. Wow. Okay.
Hold did on. Not okay. know that. I have one.
I'm learning today.
Let me you see. Let me see.
Look at People Magazine.
Let me see. The maniac that will remind you to always train, say your prayers, and take your vitamins alongside WWF created a chewable children vitamin. Who is this?
Who is the immortal Hulk Hogan?
Ooh. Are you a real American?
I am.
He's as American as his
Batis.
It's Red Boat.
Wow. Red Boat.
Ramel spitting today. You know?
JD?
Right. Question two. Famous ring announcer Jim Ross was one of the first wrestling personalities to venture into the culinary business. What is Jim Ross' most well-known product?
Did you guys write these questions?
Yeah.
This is fantastic, guys.
I actually knew this.
We did homework.
This is JR's barbecue sauce, right?
You're right. Yeah.
And JR. Good old JR.
Ramel. All right.
While shopping for groceries,
okay.
these two wrestlers had a brawl in the middle of a store. Who are the two wrestlers?
Got one right here.
Stone Cold, okay.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. And that was a great episode. It's Booker T.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Time.
Booker T. Time. But shout out to Booker T.
Shout out to Booker T.
Not even from Harlem.
Not even from Harlem. Hulk Hogan. No, I'm
not going to say that. Oh, man. Did you ever see Booker T when he was like, I think he drops like the M.
Yeah, yes. I did. Yeah.
With Scary.
With Scary. And he's going to turn around like, fuck.
You know that. Fun fact, the anniversary of that was yesterday.
Was it really?
Yeah, it showed up on
my algorithm. That's your algorithm?
Yeah, that's my algorithm.
That's your algorithm?
My algorithm is Tick Bitties, Foodies, Shoes, and
Wrestling. And Harlem Heat and Harlem Mercy.
Oh my God.
And Sherry Martel. We're calling her by a government name.
Sherry Martel. Dude, Rick Martel. Was that his wife? Oh, sorry.
This SOB, alongside the company of El Segundo, created Broken Skull American Lager, which is now available at locations such as Total Wine and BevMo.
What?
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 What? What? What?
Man, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Boom!
What? Yes.
Dude, I got this shirt in Vietnam. Shout out to G Lab.
Hey, shout out to G Lab.
Ho Chi Minh City. Don't trust anybody.
I think they're trying to tell you. They're trying to send you a message.
That's what's up. I let some.
Is that it? Shirt. Is that it?
No, oh,
I'm done.
I have one more.
Go ahead.
I have one more. This one's good.
JD's got the other ones.
Undertaker knew this food dish was a favorite of Yokozuna and once bought him 40 or 50 of these and watched Yoko eat all of them with a side of mayo.
Holy shit.
What dish is this?
Wait, say it again.
The Undertaker knew this food was a favorite of Yokozuna and once bought him 40 to 50 of them and watched Yoko eat all of them with a side of mayonnaise.
Side of mayonnaise?
What dish is this?
Asparagus?
Hold on, what are you eating with?
40 to 50.
Yeah, do you eat asparagus with mayonnaise?
Cornish game ham.
Artichoke.
Cornish game ham. With mayonnaise.
40 to
is
50.
Is it humans? French fries?
No.
But you
French fries with mayonnaise are delicious.
Think of a Polynesian food. A meat. A part of an animal.
Hello, lap chop.
Dude, like ham hocks? I don't know.
Fried turkey tails.
Turkey tails.
Yes, I can fuck up a turkey tail.
I love turkey tails.
Wait, he ate 40 to 50.
He ate 40 to 50 turkey tails with mayonnaise.
Oh my god.
That's just butt and skin.
That's just piece Yokozuna.
Hey, no wonder, man. Okay. Eating them groceries, boy.
That's gonna be on the video on the taste bud pretty soon.
Yeah, that's gonna be a duet.
If you
let's make some turkey tails.
If you can answer this one, I'll be really impressed.
Okay.
Jim Ross sent two wrestlers to Duke's weight loss clinic at Duke University. But when weighed at the end of the first week, they learned that they gained weight because they paid the security guard to sneak out to go to KFC. Name one of the two wrestlers.
Okay.
Jim Ross sent two wrestlers to a weight loss clinic at Duke University. At the end of the first week, they actually gained weight because they paid off the security guard to sneak out to go to KFC.
This sounds like the storyline from The Disorderlies.
Dude, who is this?
Fat boys.
is one of them Vader?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How really? Did you know that?
Absolutely. You heard? Because you know this story.
No, I just was just guessing.
Wow.
You know what the second one is?
It's that generation.
Yeah. Well, because he was there. They were eating together.
Who's that? Bam Bam Bigelow?
Not at all.
Hackshaw Jim Duggan?
Yokozuna.
Oh, wow.
San Francisco's finest. Yes, R.I.P. Yoko.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Yoko.
R.I.P. Vader.
Yeah.
Vader. Yeah.
Vader.
It was KFC. So, yeah.
So
with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to.
Shout out to KFC, the carnival.
Shout out to KFC. I want to shout out actually Brick Toast. Justin, could you pass that over? Brick Toast.
Here's your prize.
They sent some over live from LA. They sent it. We got it. Shout out to Rock. Shout out to.
Wow.
Shout out to Danny.
Have you had this before?
No, I've never had this.
Brick Toast.
It's French toastery.
This is the People. It's amazing, dog. This is the People magazine, and they are the Chef Rocky. With The Rock.
Oh, nice.
So it's so fitting in this food and wrestling kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have Justin. You brought your air fryer. Thank you for bringing your air fryer all the way from Froway.
Thank you, Kasori.
Hey, Kasori.
Kasori.
Don't be sorry. Send that check. Come on.
Hey, true story. Kasori.
True story. Kasori.
Justin, could you throw one of them inside?
I'm excited.
So yeah, we're gonna try that out.
Okay.
What'd you have, Romeo?
I am happy to have met you, and I'll be honest, I didn't learn about you until I started doing the podcast with these fellas. But after doing my fair share of research, your story, sir, is amazing.
Thank you so much.
It shows that family, but most importantly, a strong queen can make you do anything in life.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Vicky. I know we were joking around about everything.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, like, really, like,
We see her in the videos. She knows.
The video, man.
And no, like, she's, honestly, I wouldn't be able to do any of this without her. Like, she's watching the kids right now. right? And she is just so organized. She's got everything kind of like together. And there's so much like, you know, just so much like, you know, we've been married, gosh, 2007?
Yeah.
17 years. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't do the math.
It's okay. I'm here for you, but I did my research.
Married for 17 years. And so it's just one of those things like, you know, you've got your ups and downs in marriage, but like, you know, fantastic partner and really lucky.
Yeah, and I know fortunate. I saw some videos where you did mention that, like, you know, some of these dishes are panty droppers. What is her favorite dish that you make that will always kind of like get you
longanisa?
Thank you. No. Get that longanisa.
It's actually lying.
Vicky really, I mean, the funny thing is I make a lot of Vietnamese stuff. I know more Vietnamese dishes than, because Vicky's Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I know more like how to make more Vietnamese dishes than she does, because she doesn't really cook. She really enjoys, gosh. But saying this, sinigang. She loves sinigang.
Tamarind. Tamarind is
a thing. I love pho, so we're like just like the perfect combo.
Ooh.
She loves sinigang.
She likes your pork rib and you like her fish bowl.
Red Boathouse?
Red Boathouse. All in your soups. Red Boathouse. Yeah, Red Boathouse.
All in your soup. Jamie Fresh.
So shout out my homie John and you know my boy Amir.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried putting the vermicelli inside the sinigang?
You know what? I just saw a guy, Bobby Guzman. He's a dude down in L.A. He's doing sinigang with like, he did sinigang, I think, with like sotong ho noodles. Ooh. And he did sinigang with ramen noodles.
Yes. And for those who don't know, sotong ho, that's rice noodles pretty much.
Yeah, it's like a
chicken long rice.
Yeah, chicken long rice. Okay. Yeah,
it's amazing with the ramen. I haven't tried it with vermicelli, that's what I was asking.
I haven't tried it yet.
It sounds like it would work though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of our clear broths are transferable to noodles.
I wanted to do something where I combined pho with sinigang, but we'll see. Yeah.
Pho with sinigang.
Yeah, like the noodles, maybe some of the fish balls. That smells amazing, guys.
What is shout out to Brick. Go ahead, Justin, bring that.
That was so fast. Thank God for air fryers, right?
Yeah, thank God for air fryers.
You know what? Thank God for Kosori.
Yeah, Kosori.
Kosori, too.
Kosori.
Yeah, Kosori for the older Filipinos.
Brick got everything labeled for us, so you can't mess up. It's a 1, 2, 3 process.
Okay.
This is the...
Is this called brick or thick?
Brick thick. Brick thick. Shout out to Danny,
like
man.
Thick, like T-H-I-Q-U-E.
This is their...
Stop trying to literature.
Justin, this is the peanut butter... Brick. Yeah, peanut butter sauce.
And from what I heard, the first time we tried brick, Chef Rocky said... some of the base for the, I think, and I don't know if they still do it, but before they used Taramana for that.
Really?
The Rocks Tequila.
There's only one fork here. Is this just going to be for me?
Yeah, we have one here. There's more here. This is their vanilla bean cream that they make. Let me get some utensils just.
Vanilla bean cream.
They make, shout out to Breek, man.
Are you a big sweet? Do you have a big sweet tooth?
I actually don't, man. I mean, I like sweets. Like anytime, you know, and after dinner.
Do you want to put like bagaong in this or something?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. A little red bull fish sauce.
Ooh.
How weird was it getting used to eating with a light shining in your face in a public space?
I don't, you know, I'm just, I don't have a lot of shame already.
That's what's up.
So to me,
we're going to Vietnam.
I just feel bad. Like, I feel bad for like other people sometimes. Like I was at House of Prime Rib and I had like the light out the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. And, I had to capture it, right?
Toasted coconut.
Fantastic meal. And somebody messaged me. I posted the video, and then somebody was like, thanks a lot for shining that light on our face the entire time. And I was like, oh, sorry.
And you're like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to...
Click and subscribe.
Yeah. It's kind of hard when that's like, that's the career, right?
That's the thing, yeah.
If the restaurant allows it, then it's just as much their fault.
I mean, it was just like me doing it. And I kind of asked like, you know, the server, and he's like, hey, it's fine.
Sorry, dog. We're going to have you crack. This is your first time having brick toast?
Yes.
So go ahead, please help yourself. Shout out to Danny. Excited. Shout out to Chef Rocky.
Shout out to Danny. Shout out to Rocky.
Where can we get this?
They can get this on, actually, if you want to get it delivered, Go Belly.
Okay.
You know, we hit a brick. Oh. They're about to open up the new location.
Oh, my gosh. That crunch.
Come on, man. The toasted coconut.
That's what she said. Toasted coconut? Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm not doing this good for the camera here. I should be better at this. Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Like a real foodie, got the cross. He knows.
Look at this. Yeah, you gotta get that.
Gotta lather it up.
Okay.
And while you do that, I have a question. Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
What at McDonald's?
McDonald's breakfast.
What McDonald's breakfast? Sausage muffin with egg with a hash brown inside.
Dude, they just brought back the steak and egg bagel.
I thought you were going to say that. Is that what you were going to say?
They had it gone for a long time, and then I had it again. Dude, that was so good. Like, when I was in college, that's what I was like always getting.
Even though that steak was questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steakums.
I think actually my favorite thing is the hash brown. I mean, I love those hash browns.
That is the bar for hash browns.
That's the bar for hash browns, right?
Their potato game is like no other.
It is pretty good. Mm-hmm. What about Taco Bell? Are you a Taco Bell fan?
I love Taco Bell.
Mexican pizza?
I gotta go Crunchwrap Supreme. What the fuck? Sorry, I do love a good Mexican pizza. Are you a millennial? Dude, all the different like textures in a Crunchwrap Supreme are so good.
That's fair.
Yeah, it catches its own food. It's like a pierogi.
But you can't go to Mexico and order a Mexican pizza.
Is the Crunchwrap Supreme like? Is that a newer invention? I feel like it's a newer. Okay, the Mexican pizza is fire. Like it's good.
Shout out to Mexican pizza.
Mexican
pizza
is fantastic. Mexican
pizza. Welcome back, Mexican pizza. And the first bite. Yeah. Brie toast.
All right, let me get some of this coconut.
Here we go.
Are we all taking a bite, or is this just
you first? You first.
It's just you with a bunch of people with cameras out.
Yeah. Let's make this awkward. Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna go for a bite here. Should I get it on the microphone? Or
yeah,
go for it. So this vanilla bean as chocolate peanut butter sauce. That's the peanut butter sauce.
I didn't know that was peanut butter.
Are you allergic?
Are you allergic?
No.
And then we're like, shout out to Brick LA.
Read the obituary again.
Dude, that's awesome.
Right? They did that.
I was afraid, like, when I saw the sauce, I thought it was like a caramel sauce.
You don't like caramel? Why were you afraid?
Peanut butter?
It's gonna be like way sweet. Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter is a way underrated condiment.
Put it in your ice cream.
You'll thank me later. Vanilla ice cream, throw some peanut butter in there, wraps it in the basement.
I've seen some people were like with a. The empty jar of peanut butter, they just put ice cream in.
This is pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah.
Does the taste bud approve?
They do this.
Taste bud does approve.
All right.
Dude.
The first time I had this, I got it in a pink box.
It's almost like ensaymada. Like a big ensaymada.
Mm.
She's Filipino?
She is.
Both.
She is.
Both.
So is Danny.
Nice.
Shout out to Brink, man.
That's so good.
Not too sweet. Yeah, not too sweet.
Nah,
spoken like a true Filipino.
That's not Filipino shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's because it's not too sweet.
And then there's like Holo Holo, which has like every form of sweetness in it. And
you want some beans
like,
in there?
Yeah, they're like, let's get some beans. Yeah.
Throw some beans on this shit.
You want some canned jackfruit?
Yum.
How do I get more of this?
We got you.
Thank you.
Justin, as we're rounding.
Wow, that was definitely fun, bro. It was good meeting you.
Hey, thank you.
I know, like, I've always had the chance to, but now I'm finally getting a chance to meet you. Like Gus said, like, you're one of I follow, like, Hello Foodies, but I really fuck with you. Like, you are, to me, like, the male Linda Vogue. You are the male Linda Vogue. If you don't know that.
I've met Linda.
Without the fakies and the pretty face. But yes, you are that
Holy
person.
Shit.
But totally respect it, bro. Yeah,
Linda Vo's great.
You're making stuff, bro, that like I show my grandma, you know, we're coming from Pangan, so we like to cook.
Oh, dude,
and they're just cooks. Like, they're like, what?
With food capital of the Philippines.
But yeah, bro, that was fun, bro. Right on.
Thank you so much.
Right on for coming through.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Sir Jan.
Jan Wayne Swayze.
Thank you so much for coming through. I love how you could like cook and back that whole thing up with your culinary skills.
Back it up.
No pause.
Back no dibs.
Back it up
back,
on
back,
your
back,
food.
Back it up.
You're not just like a one-sided foodie, you know? Like you can create it.
Come on.
Thank you so much.
That's real talk, Jan.
Appreciate that, Jan. You know, I think, you know, I had like a job, right? Like there's a lot of people who their first job right now is like being a foodie or an influencer.
Right.
And for me, like, doing stuff like that, it's always a pleasure. Like, it's so cool. Like, people want to meet me. People want to talk to me. Like, awesome. I'm down.
You're like, I like to talk.
Yeah. I'm down. I love to eat.
I'll give them something I'm talking about.
And,
appreciate that.
Earlier today, I was eating Vietnamese pho, and I got really inspired. Okay. Do you feel like playing another game?
Let's do it.
Jan,
another game.
Get a champ.
All right, this one is called Finn or Falco. it's trying to tell the difference between Franco Finn and Brett Falco, which was Romel.
It's my rap name.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I dug into both their Instagrams and I gathered a couple quotes and I'm gonna read them off and you just say if you think it's Finn or Falco.
All right, let's go.
First one. This is a table. This is a chair.
That's Finn. I was there for that.
Hey.
Nice, Vietnam. Nice, nice. Vietnam, there's a very small margin of difference between chairs and tables.
In Tebow, we don't really state the obvious. So.
We ain't built for, some dudes ain't built for Vietnam like that. Like, their chair game is not our chair game. I'm not sitting on nothing that's plastic, brother. Give me some hardwood.
It's very difficult.
All right, let's try to speed it up a little bit. So when he met David Cho, he said, never save anything for the swim back.
Never save anything for the swim. That's going to be Falco.
Are we best friends?
I just figured you met David Cho.
Yeah, I did.
Were you guys in a pool together?
Yeah. And cheat to pool.
You guys are lost at sea?
Just trying to be deep. Sorry, this is a table and this is a chair. Okay.
All right, next one. I was nicknamed the captain and always plotting the next escapade.
It's nicknamed the captain and always plotting the next escapade. That's going to be Falco.
Oh, it's Franco Finn.
Oh, that's Franco Finn. Oh.
Yeah.
But we're just testing to see if you knew that, champ.
No, sorry.
No, that's testing you, champ.
All right, next one. Okay. When visiting Oprah's Harpo Studios, he said, oddly enough, there was no free stuff under the chair when this photo was taken.
Falco.
You went to Oprah Studio, Romel?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah. That was from yours.
Hey, Romel. He quoted.
Are you sure?
He actually quoted Finn.
Are you positive?
You went to Oprah Studios?
Apparently. Oh, awesome. It sounds like something I would say.
Harpo Studios, you know
what I'm called? I gotta look at my Instagram. Right,
okay, go ahead and look.
Yeah, anyways.
All right, next one.
That was the burner account.
Yeah, exactly. That was Fred Balco.
Next one. In need of smoke bombs and ninja stars. You got any? What's up with all my ninjas?
Falco?
Oh, wait. I'm getting confused.
Bro, you were making me question myself.
That was Franco Finn.
That was Franco Finn.
Sorry.
But that sounds like something you'd hear in the intro. Like,
yeah, right? I would say
that's going to be an intro in the future.
All right, I think that's good. That's
okay.
Good.
Is that good?
Yeah. That was very difficult.
Winner.
Did you just... I think you just...
Yeah, I got kind of confused too, so...
No, it's all good. Thank you.
Well, while I look to see if he just Mandela affect me... thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, your outreach is undeniable. Your air fryer is incredibly strong.
Thank you, Kasori.
And your taste buds and palate is on point. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, guys.
Come on, man.
Oh, shit. He's a Chris Hansen. Yeah.
He's Chris Hansen.
Yeah. So, we met each other.
How are you doing today?
Yeah.
Watch seat.
We met each other. This is a quote. We met each other in college, and he lured me in with a candy bowl.
Yum.
To join a co-ed service fraternity.
Hey, yo.
I didn't remember him the first time. Till this day, he always tells me I made the first move.
She did.
In our relationship, but honestly, it was him. We dated for a while. We got married 7/7/7.
Ooh. July 7, 2007. To clarify,
it's like that's equivalent to Y2J. If it's not better,
that was like wedding Y2J. Armageddon. It was like so many people got married that day.
Your daughter was born 7/7/2016.
I know, it's crazy.
Vince has always had an appetite for food, and we both love to travel. Oh, yeah. So with doing social media, it wasn't out of the ordinary. Now thousands of people can see and appreciate Vince's love for food and passion. To showcase it for others,
to enjoy. As his wife, I'm very proud of him, and I love to see others see Vince's humor in his cooking and commentary in his videos. To me, he's naturally charismatic.
Riz.
Yeah. And such a caring person to be around. Great father to our kids and the best husband and your perfect taste buddy.
Wow. Wow, that's from the wife.
That's from the missus, man.
Thank you so much.
This is... if you could show... is your 11-11 tattoo visible?
It is.
Can I see that?
Yeah, 11-11 hey. Right here.
Can you share that 11-11 with everyone?
11-11.
What's 11-11?
Oh, man. It's me and the mom. 11-11, that is the time that my mom passed away.
Wow.
She passed away January 5th, 2023 at 11-11 p.m. Passed away, and I had posted on social media that she'd passed away, right, at that time. And then I got all these messages, right? People just saying, like, oh my gosh, 11-11, that's an angel number.
That is.
That is a sign that things are going to be okay. Things are going to be good. And then, you know, I'm just like, dude, I'm like grieving. And I'm like seeing, like, honestly, like hundreds of messages.
Your phone keeps going.
Yeah. I'm like grieving and I'm like, I'm super sad. And then I'm like seeing these messages and I read up about it, like in numerology, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, like, that's crazy to me. And, I was never one to, like, you know, be superstitious or to believe in a lot of coincidence or the power of coincidence. My mom is getting cremated, and this is a couple weeks later. She's getting cremated, and they're putting the casket right into the crematorium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just, there's a clock, right, in the crematorium, and I just happen to look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I squeeze my wife's hand. I squeeze Vicky's hand. And she looks up at it, and it's at 11-11.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And then 2 weeks later, I am saying, we're at the celebration of life, giving her eulogy. And I look up at the clock, right? I'm giving the eulogy, right? I'm talking about my mom. And I had mentioned the whole 11-11 thing. And then I look up at the clock again, right? I'm in front of, like, all my family and friends and stuff like that, and it's 11-11. And, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you know, when it comes to life, right, when you think about signs and you think about symbols, right, like, sometimes there's things that just kind of tell you, like, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what is intended, right? And, again, I don't want to, like, prescribe to the power of the number, but it definitely means something to me.
Yeah, and just to clarify, 11-11 means you're on the right path.
Yeah.
And embrace all opportunities.
Absolutely. You're a real dude. Like, and it's very visible on what you do, and I love all teachers, and you're still teaching. So I appreciate you.
Thanks, bro.
Any last words for you, my man?
Yeah, man. With that, you know, I spent a long time as a teacher, right? Spent a long time talking to students, telling them to pursue their passions, pursue their dreams, and do what you can. And I think there was a couple years there where I was like, man, am I really living life to its true potential? And I'm like,
ooh.
And I'm thinking, dude, I'm like 40, 42. 40.
Something.
Yeah.
40 something.
40 water.
40 water. And I'm just like, you know, there's the most precious commodity in this world is time. Ooh. And you can't ever get time back. So you got to live life to the fullest. Live life with a full plate. Keep those taste buds happy.
Episode 215.
Free 99 Podcast. The Taste Buds in the building.
AKA Yum Yum Bud Bud. Free team.
Love y'all, man. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Taste Buds in the building, man.
Shout out to Brick.
Shout out Brick.
Oh, man, guys.